I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast, bringing you fun and soulful interviews with spiritual teachers with the aim of tuning you in and lighting you up. With your host, George Lizos.
Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. I've also just released a free guide sharing the top 3 most common types of negative energy and how to protect yourself from them. And you can access that by going to georgelizos.com/negative energy. In today's episode, we're talking about communicating with your loved ones in heaven. So last year, my dad passed away from cancer. Our relationship had always been complicated, and I knew we wouldn't have the time to work through our issues in this lifetime. He knew that as well, and it all played out the night he passed away. He was in a comatose state in the hospital when I visited him for the last time. He'd been gradually drifting away, but I knew he could still hear me. And I sensed he was holding on due to our unresolved issues. He didn't want to go before we'd settle things between us. And so I put all our issues aside and I spoke to him from my heart. I told him that our time together in this format may be coming to an end, but we'd still have a relationship following his transition in a different way. Specifically, I told him that it's my job to communicate with dead people. It's gonna be okay. I kissed him, I walked out of the room, and then he transitioned 10 minutes later. And since then, I've had several conversations with my dad through signs, dream visitations, and telepathic communication, and we keep on working on our issues. Communicating with the spirit world isn't as scary as it sounds. While the physical body may not be here anymore, the soul never leaves. Our departed loved ones are still interested in our relationships and are eager to interact with us. In this week's episode of the podcast, I have with Mikhail O'Donnell, Australia's number one TikTok medium, sharing about communicating with our departed loved ones. Specifically, in this episode, you'll learn how to strengthen your connection with your own higher self, the reason you often can't hear messages from the spirit world, how to receive clear signs from your departed loved ones, and ways to feel closer to your loved ones in heaven. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know what you most enjoyed about it. And without further ado, enjoy this episode with Cale O'Donnell. Cale O'Donnell is an international psychic medium and Australian author of 3 Minutes with Spirit. You might know him on the video sharing platform TikTok, where he inspires people with hope through his intuitive gift. Cale, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Thank you, George. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. It's finally awesome to meet you guys.
I'm so excited to have you here. We've been talking about this book like while you were writing it, and I'm so excited to like see the whole process come together. And now you've recorded your audiobook. It's coming out, and I'm so excited for everyone to read it. I already read it and I loved it, and I can't wait to chat all about it. But before we get into the juicy stuff, I want to hear a little bit about your journey of coming to this point where you wrote this book. So what has been your journey to doing this work?
Yes, so I basically started off coming from a background of science, working in psychology, and so spirituality was totally foreign to me. In fact, I remember when I first started out, and you know how we reference spirit, I would hear these gurus talk of spirit and spirit saying this and spirit saying that. I'm like, who in the world is spirit? Like, what are they even talking about? And so I started off with, I just need something to teach me the basics. Like, teach me what a spirit guide is. Teach me what in the world is the higher self. And so because I needed that when I first got started in this kind of work and coming into the spiritual community, I thought, well, I need something for myself. And I know that so many people coming out of the pandemic and coming out of, you know, their shells and things, and having these kind of lifetime crises and things, I thought, well, I write a book so that people can have a foundation to start from. Like, what is a spirit guide? What is the higher self? How can I connect in with source and learn more about, you know, spiritual basics? So that's basically how I got into writing the book. I hadn't even thought of writing the book. In fact, Penguin Publishing House reached out to me, and I had it on my mind that I wanted to write a book, and I didn't know how to get started. And then one day it just, I looked into my inbox and Penguin was waiting for me, telling me that they want to team up with me and write this book. So that's how spirit basically pushed me to do it. And, that's how it got started.
I love that. It's definitely an introductory guide, but it's content packed. There is so much wisdom, so much information there that's laid out in a very easy to understand and actionable way that will allow anyone, whatever their journey is, wherever they are on their spiritual path, to amplify their connection with themselves, with the world and with source. Now, you divided the book into three parts: looking inside, looking around, and looking beyond. I want to go into each and every part and like hear like why you chose those specific concepts. But before we do so, why 3 minutes with spirit? Is there a significance behind the number? And what was the intention behind creating short, bite-sized information for people?
Yeah, well, the 3 minutes with spirit was because three is my number and 5 minutes was too long, I think, for busy people. So I thought, well, because I was going to go with 5 minutes with spirit, but it didn't have the same ring to it. So I said it over to myself, 3 minutes with spirit sounds like better. So I stuck with 3 minutes because three is like the three parts of the book. It was like a spiritual thing. And so I went with 3 minutes with spirit and created this little exercise, like, you know, and the looking inside, looking beyond those, the parts of the book is, I believe, one of the best quotes from the book, I would say, is that to find spirit out there, you know, my clients want to look for loved ones out in the spirit world and spirit guides, but to find spirit out there, you have to find spirit within. And I believe that we sometimes underestimate how powerful we are as living human spirits or in the human condition. And I wanted to elevate that in the book and bring that to light. And that can be found obviously in chapter one with probability of you. And that's really where I took things. So I think that that's breaking spirit into bite-sized chunks, not only at the end of each chapter with the 3 minute exercises, but into the parts. It helps you kind of lead into learning about loved ones. It helps you respect life, and it helps you to understand that you can't dismiss your own spiritual side as well, that you are a spirit, not you have a spirit, you are one.
I love that. And there is a lot of focus in the spiritual community around communicating with spirit guides, looking outside of yourself for guidance, whether it's in crystals, in oracle cards, in spirit guides, which is wonderful. These are all useful and amazing ways of connecting with spirituality. But as you said, it's important to go within. So can we unpack this a little bit more? And I was wondering whether you can give us like a little process that someone just starting out on their spiritual path, or someone who's like well ahead on their spiritual path, would like to deepen their connection, because I feel that the simplest processes are usually the most impactful ones wherever we are on our path. Can you give us a tool or a practice that we can use to start experiencing ourselves as spirit?
That's a perfect question. And I think the way that I would do that and the way that I would approach that is first recognizing that at the end of the day, you are connected to a higher self. So I think introducing the higher self is the best way to do this task. And I define in the book, the higher self is you without your humanness. So without your hormones, chemicals, without your conditioning, without your trauma, that's your higher self. And so I think to go deeper into your spirit is to realize that all your thoughts that have led up to now, your thoughts to take the high road, your actions that you are proud of, and all of the things that you have achieved to now have all been orchestrated by your higher self and its little taps on the shoulder. So to connect in with your spirit, maybe within 3 minutes, it is basically to reflect on all of the times that are highlighted to you in your life that you that you have made a change in your life, you know, breaking up with a toxic relationship or quitting smoking or whatever it is. All of these things is just basically you in a higher form, your higher self, your spirit leading you on and guiding you. So I think just sitting and just reflecting on that links you in straight away with your higher self, just reflecting on the things that you have already achieved. That you're proud of.
I love that, because so often we hear about meditation, which is of course a great tool to connecting within, but it's amazing that we can reflect back on experiences we've been through and realize that these moments of wisdom and epiphanies that we've had that guided us toward, like, outside of situations or in certain positive situations, it was that higher self guiding us. Now, second part of the book is all about looking around, which we get into all the fun stuff of spirituality that people love talking about, like manifestation and what is source and finding signs and dreams and symbols. So how is the spirit world communicating with us in, like, all around, and how can we begin to start receiving those signs and understanding them?
Yes. Now, this is where it gets fun because it's very practical. So I really want to introduce you who is listening to this concept. So today or even tomorrow, we're going to test your spirit guide, that they are there, that they are listening, that they want to be there. So if you are a person who commutes, like, for example, coming up this week, you've got to travel somewhere or you've got to go to work, there are public buses all around us and they advertise on them, on the side, on the back, wherever. So this week, I challenge you to connect in with your spirit guide. We're going to put them to the test. They're going to put the color that you select on the side of the bus. They're going to put a word. They're going to put something on the bus that will show you that that is them, and they will bring that bus past you. They know exactly what to do. So this is how I tested my spirit guides once. I was on the way to work and I was, you know, crying, I think. I was really upset. And I was like, spirit, I just need you to show me a way out of this, or I need you to show me something. Are you even real, or am I just talking to myself? And I remember I said, you know, before I finish work today, send a bus. Send a public bus to come past me and show me something. And I was driving behind this bus and I was trying to overtake it. And I couldn't overtake it. There was so many cars. And I remember, I realized, oh my God, I asked for a bus today. And I looked up and it was a real estate advertisement that says, move. And it was like, move house, or question mark, move house. And I remembered that was my sign from spirit to move from one house or move out and finally move from living where I was. And so that was my sign from spirit that I needed. And I told them what I wanted rather than wait for them. You guide and tell your spirit guides how you want to be heard. So if 333 doesn't work for you, say, don't use 333. Use butterflies, use buses, use something else. You tell them what you want and they will guide you, because they only want to serve you, you know. And that's how I would say, get practical. And to get practical with spirit, this is what I would say. Tell them what you want. Put your order.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ian.
I love that. I love the specificity of it, because so many times people are like, oh, I can't hear my spirit guides. And my question always is, well, have you told them how you want to be communicated? And most of the times it's a no. So how do we deal with the ego when it comes in and it's like, oh, you just made that up. Like, how do we deal with this self-sabotage that inevitably happens when we receive signs from spirit?
Yes. I always teach people that when spirit talks, it happens in three ways. So the first thing that speaks will be spirit. They are stubborn and they make sure their message gets through. So the first thing is spirit. The second thing is your heart. And the third thing is your mind. So it takes about 15 seconds for you to go straight to ego, straight to mind. So anything you hear within 8 seconds of your question to spirit, whether that's yes, no, move, run, stay, whatever it is, that's going to be spirit, 100% spirit. So that's how any listener today who's listening, you know that within 8 seconds, spirit has already answered straight away. It in no way can be your ego. So that's how you trust. That's how I've trusted doing the work that I do. I am constantly faced with my ego. I have to be accurate with my messages to clients that are paying a lot of money to see me. So I need to be very on the money. And how I stay on the money is knowing what I hear within the first 8 seconds. It has to be spirit. And they've shown me after trust and after history that is them. So that's my little tip for people. If you, even in developing your own gifts, the light workers out there, within the first 8 seconds, you're going to experience spirit's message.
Oh my God, I love the specificity of it. Like, it's so impactful. Like, I think it gives people a threshold to, like, to communicate, yes, to their ego that, you know what? Whatever's within the first 8 seconds, it's definitely spirit and it's not you, ego, so you can keep out there. And of course, then as they come, yes, as they start trusting it, they can prolong their time and they can allow that to expand even more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Exactly. I love that. Threshold. We need thresholds when we get started. And spirit knows that.
So part three of the book, it's all about looking beyond. So we've started by looking within, getting a sense of the spirit within us, our higher self, starting developing that connection, then expanding outside and starting receiving some signs from our spirit guides. And then we move into looking beyond, which is essentially communicating with the spirit world, with our ancestors, with our departed loved ones. Now, I feel from my experience with doing this work, that sometimes people get scared receiving signs from their departed loved ones rather than receiving signs from like spirits they've never met before. Why do you think is that? And have you had the same experience?
I have no idea. I had that experience. I don't know why, but I totally resonate with that. You know, if I got a spirit guide sign, yes, 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 that's fine. But if I hear something from my mom in spirit, or, you know, if I have a psychic medium, just do like a ad lib reading on me about my mom, I get nervous. I start to sweat. I'm like, oh my God, my mom, you know, is coming through. So I, even as a medium, I'm happy to hear from spirit guides and long distant ancestors. But if you tell me about, you know, someone who I know who passed away and they start talking to me, oh my God, I start to get, you know, hot under the collar because I'm like, wow, this is really strong. So I think that perhaps there is this aversion to this because we might have a feeling of, are they judging my life now? Are they looking at my life and what are their thoughts? Because I'm out of the closet now since they died, or I'm this or I'm that or whatever it might be. So we need to know that our loved ones who are in spirit are in a space and realm of love. And so they have and hold no judgment to us and how we live our lives. So I think that that's the first thing my brother said to me when I saw him. After my mom passed away, he said, she's watching us now. And I'm like, what secrets are you holding, brother? I mean, like, my life's pretty kind of clean here. Like, what are you doing? and he's like, no, nothing. It's just like, mom, you know, can see more of our lives now. So I think it's just the fact that people are curious or maybe even wary of, you know, what do they think personally? Because I knew them deeply. But we have perhaps a distance from spirit guides because perhaps we don't know them deeply. We never really have been in front of them in their presence, lived years with them. So it can be kind of removed a little bit, I would say. So it's that a little bit more open.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I want to share a little bit about my experience because I want to ask you something. So my dad passed away last year. We did not have the best relationship and there was a lot of like unresolved business. Now for a year, I refused to communicate with him because I was feeling anger. I was feeling resentment. I still hadn't healed from everything that I felt that I had experienced. And even when I tried to connect with him, I couldn't. And it wasn't until I finally managed to deal with my resentment and my anger that I could finally see, like, feel him connecting with me. And I was willing to connect with him again. So because you do this work with people like channeling their ancestors and their departed loved ones all the time, I rarely do this in my own psychic work. What is your experience around the ease of communication when we found closure or not?
That's a really good question. And it's not very easy to answer this because I have clients, even I had a client this week that was all of the loved ones to step forward had abused her, but she needed to hear from them. And I feel as though spirit knows how much you can handle. And so that's what they're going to do. They know how much you can handle in a moment, or how much you can handle for that. I would say for this occasion, for your specific situation, it would be that it's on both sides. You are carrying responsibilities, your father, and you would be carrying things on both sides. So I think that he didn't want to water down the moment, where if I flew on in and I was your father flying on in, it kind of maybe was like putting everything aside, and it showed that it wasn't, what I'm trying to say is that it's like the past is the past, but perhaps he really wanted you to have a moment, a season of just contemplating it, getting to understand it, and then coming in humbly, coming in from a true sense of a deeper way, you know, rather than, oh my God, it's just my dad's flying on in and we're moving on and he's in spirit. It's like, no, I need my son to go through things, and then I'm going to come in humbly, like that I have done my kind of work too. I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And for, like, thinking back on my experience, that's exactly what I felt happened. Like, he waited for me to go through this journey to find peace, because as soon as they pass on, they've already found the peace. And it's just a matter of us just going through the journey as well to catch up, essentially, on how they're already feeling. Now, how do we start creating a connection and start communicating with our departed loved ones on a daily felt basis? Of course, we can go to like a psychic medium like you and just receive a reading, but how can we start having a connection like daily?
Daily. And that's what they desperately want. You know, they don't want to have to go through me all the time, because then they have to wait 6 months or whatever it is, the waiting list of the time. So spirit wants to speak to you every day. And it's not always what we expect. A lot of my clients are waiting for an apparition to fly out the wall and start talking to them. And it's not going to happen that way, because spirit knows you won't be in a good way if you had experiences like that. So I think first and foremost is to realize that they have not changed in the sense of their personality. Who that person was to you, they keep intact. If they had health issues, they've overcome them, obviously. If they had mental challenges, a lot of them have healed over in spirit. I think the best way to connect in with spirit is to pause and reflect on what you remember them to be in their best days, and recall that that's what they are like now, and to speak to them as if they were right there with you. The best way that I connect in with my mom on a daily basis is to incorporate them into my life and to share everything and to be open to them speaking. One of the ways that spirit will speak to us, in fact, is often through human beings, is through other people, like family members, friends, and they will open the mouths of others to speak to us. So we need to be open to not just seeing the butterflies all the time and, oh, that's mom, and not just, you know, waiting for, you know, a reading on a live or something. It's important to see that sometimes you just calling your sister and then your sister speaks some really powerful and strong messages to you that really help you. That can be your mom just using her voice to speak to you. So I think that it's just being open and just incorporating spirit every day into your life. Just even the mundanity. When I'm making a coffee, you know, mom, I'm making another coffee, whatever it is. And that's what I bring up in readings, where I will say, you know, you today, earlier on, you were making a sandwich and you were actually talking to your mom and you actually spilt your lemonade and you had to clean it up. Remember that moment earlier on this day? Your mom saw that. And then the person starts laughing because they said, I was talking to my mom in that moment. And that's how it makes it more real for you.
I love that. Now, a question that I get often from people, and I mean, different people have different perspectives about that, but I'd love to have yours. When it comes to our loved ones reincarnating into another lifetime, how do we still communicate with them? And do we still communicate with them? And do we communicate with a part of their psyche? Like, how does it work?
Mm. Yeah, that is a really beautiful question. And when they have reincarnated, for example, the other day I had someone, I told somebody that their pet had reincarnated. That's why it was very tricky to connect in with their pet, because their pet's actually reincarnated into a new pet. And they were devastated. They're like, oh, but why I was waiting. And I said, no, you need to wait for the next part. They're going to be ready and waiting for you when you cross over, because they're going to live a couple of lives as a pet. They're going to keep reincarnating until they see you over in spirit, because they don't want to just sit there. You know, they want to keep moving along. So I would say that, and I've written this in my book, that 80% of spirits are not yet ready to reincarnate within this century, within this kind of, you know, this space of time. 20% of my clients have experienced where their loved one has reincarnated and we've had to link in with another loved one. So I think that for that one, and I personally just have this view, we are just talking to the person's higher self, the loved one's higher self. And so if they have reincarnated, you'll be experiencing, like you just said, a part of them. But don't think that you're just going to die and reincarnate straight away. That's not what I experience as a medium, what I see. I think that only the best people, the best people for the job, reincarnate back into Earth, because we have a mission. So we have reincarnated before, but we just chose to come to Earth to do this. You know, there are higher dimensions. There's more ascended beings that we could ascend to, but we chose to be in our humanness. And so I think that for that reason, don't take reincarnation lightly, people. Know that it's a bold and courageous thing to agree to when you're over in spirit. So that's how I see it in my opinion anyway.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense with my perspective as well, like thinking about soul groups and how we incarnate in like soul groups that we choose to play different parts in each other's lives. So it makes sense for our loved ones to wait until we've passed on as well, so we can join like a new incarnation together and go through different experiences. But at the same time, given that time and space are so intermingled and past and future and present is always present, there is always that higher self, as you said, that we can always tune in and communicate with. Oh my goodness. I love this conversation. Kale, I would love to hear a little bit about where can people get your book and where can people get in touch with you?
Yes. So you can get my book, kaleodonnell.com, or you can go to Amazon. If you like Amazon's common, you can go there. You can go to Angus and Robertson, I think it is. Like, I'm still getting used to these book dealers. You can go to penguin.com as well and look for me. It's everywhere. If you're in Australia listening to this, you'll be able to get it at Big W. You'll be able to get it in a lot of retail stores there. And that's where you can find me, kaleodonnell.com or on Instagram at I'm kaleodonnell.
And you can find all the links in the show notes below. Kale, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I loved this conversation.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at George Lizos to grab your free Lightworker survival guide and catch the next live episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.